Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to this urgent report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. It's called the China Export Embargo, what to stockpile now before America runs out. And as I've been mentioning in my podcast, most Americans are still not aware that shelves are about to go empty. Now, I don't mean all shelves and all things. I'm talking about the things that are made in China. But very few consumers are aware of what's made in China. So they really have no idea of what's going to go empty. And I'm talking about empty shelves across grocery stores, hardware stores, auto parts stores, even like agriculture supply stores, tractor supply gets a lot of stuff from China, etc. You know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Best Buy, Walmart's, obviously, you know, Target, Amazon. This is a real crisis unfolding. And so I'm going to urge you to consider this list of items. I'm going to give you some categories and some very important items that you may want to consider stockpiling because they're made in China. And the truth is, we don't know when we're going to be able to get any more of this stuff. Now, I'm stockpiling items, but I kind of do that all the time anyway. You know, I'm a prepper. I stockpile ranch supplies and nuts and bolts and screws and, you know, polyurethane washers and things, because I got to fix, you know, tractors and things like that, you know. I got to run irrigation lines, and so I always get a lot of extra supplies, but most people don't have that luxury or even the storage space, frankly, and so they don't have a lot of extra supplies, which means that as the shelves go bare of these items that I'm about to cover here, people are going to panic. They're going to freak out. And I've even written a music video, well, a song and music video called Empty Shelves. That's it's satire. It's kind of funny. Japanese anime Mad Max themes combined with a happy female voice in an upbeat electronica music style. So I'll play that for you at the end of this report. But let's jump right into it. Again, I'm not saying that all shelves are going to go empty, but the thing is, many shelves will be empty. Many items will be gone within 30 days, and then others will be out within 6 weeks or 8 weeks or maybe 90 days for a few items. And then the question is, when are they coming back in stock? We don't even know. None of us know. Trump doesn't know. Or at least we don't know what his plans are. I'm not sure he does. I think this is a very dynamic, unpredictable situation. And probably China doesn't even know. And even if Chinese goods get routed through other countries, like shipped to Mexico, and then Mexico touches it and says, made in Mexico, you know, slaps a Mexico sticker on it and then drives it across the border to the U.S. on a commercial truck. Even if that happens, which it probably will, those products are going to be a lot more expensive because of all the extra road miles and time and effort of offloading it in Mexico and then transporting it to the United States instead of just offloading it in a port in California. So here we go. Category one, food, agriculture, and food processing. Did you know a lot of meat products are actually processed in China, like pork? Now, I don't eat pork personally, except occasionally bacon, but I don't eat like pork chops. A lot of people eat a lot of pork. Chinese eat tons of pork for some reason. Pork's going to be gone from U.S. shelves for quite some time. Chicken and beef and other products, but also vegetables and frozen fruits, frozen vegetables as well, not just other forms, but some processed foods, packaged foods. A lot of them are actually made in China, and then they're shipped to the United States, gone. Vitamins. Did you know that almost all vitamin C comes from China? Not our vitamin C, by the way, at healthrangerstore.com. We buy non-China, non-GMO vitamin C that is very expensive, it turns out. And we've done that for years. We just don't buy vitamin C from China, but almost everybody else does. Like literally 99.9% of the vitamin C in the world comes from China. That's going to be gone, including agricultural vitamin C, but also B vitamins and many other vitamins. And by the way, extracts of herbs and extracts, like nutrient extracts, like let's say I was doing a report on green tea yesterday. If you want a green tea extract powder, that's rich in polyphenols and catechins, because that's what's in green tea, that comes out of China for the most part. There may be a company that offers that out of India, possibly. Maybe there's a company in Japan. Maybe there is, but they don't have as much supply, if they even exist, and certainly they're a lot more expensive. So even if you can find replacements for these things, a lot of nutritional supplements, all the amino acids, all you like gym monkeys out there that are taking like, you know, get swole, giant, you know, amino acids to build bulk or whatever, that's gone. You're not going to have any of that because all that comes out of China. But even if you can find supplies, they're going to be a lot more expensive. For the homesteaders out there, canning supplies, the lids, the jars, the seals, the pressure cookers, everything comes out of China. The spices, many spices come from China. Dehydrated fruits and things like garlic powder, onion powder, etc. China. Garden hoses, garden products, O-rings for your hoses, garden hose timers, irrigation, drip devices, you know, the little drippers, the quarter-inch line that you connect your drippers to, all that stuff, China. Fertilizers, okay? Ammonium phosphate, the potash, the urea, the sulfur, and the sulfate products, etc. China dominates the market. Now, Russia makes a lot of those products, but America has a trade embargo against Russia. So, you know, what geniuses we are. I would cut off Russia, no fertilizer for you. And then we cut off China, no more fertilizer for you. So you're going to be shoveling like goat poop pretty soon. You're going to be chasing around goats and horses and donkeys trying to shovel their poop into your garden. That's the only fertilizer you're going to get. Don't use biosolids because that's human feces from your local sewage plant. They call it fertilizer because it contains, you know, nitrogen. But if you look at it under a microscope, by the way, it also contains ground up. Oh, I almost hate to say it. Okay. The nice way to say it is microplastics. The direct blunt way to say it is ground up hygiene products that were flushed down the toilet. That's in the biosolids. That's sold by the city of Milwaukee. It's called Milorganite, because they think people are stupid enough to think that that means it's organic. They even call it organic. And in Austin, Texas, it's called Dillo dirt. It's not from Dillo's. It's not dirt. It's shit. It's Austin woke shit for sale as garden fertilizer. Sorry about the profanity, but that's what it is, folks. That's what it is. If you're growing your food in human shit, you're probably going to get sick. I'm just saying. You don't want to do that. You want fertilizers and you want nutrients and so on, garden amendments that are not sewage. Okay, I did a whole documentary on this. You can watch it for free if you want. It's at biosludged.com. Biosludged.com. Okay. Also, livestock, all the antibiotics that are used by cattle ranchers and, you know, goat ranchers and everybody else, chicken farmers, not me. I don't give my chickens antibiotics. But all kinds of feed additives almost all come out of China. All right, that's all category one. That's all related to food. So there goes your farming. There goes your home food supply, your home garden, you know, kaboom. You're going to be living in the 19th century very quickly. Okay, category two, electronics, computing, and communications. All this is made in China. I mean, you know, come on. The batteries, the LED lights, the walkie-talkies, the ham radios, the CB radios, the hard drives, computer motherboards, the routers, modems, point-to-point, you know, 5G radios and what fiber optic cables and network devices, routers and switches, all that stuff. It all comes out of China, okay? So good luck without any of that. I mean, I've been panic buying network cables and things like that because I'm running this massive data center for our AI training project, or Enoch AI. Oh, and I should tell you, Enoch, that's our AI engine, actually came up with most of this list. I gave Enoch some categories, like 10 or 12 categories, and then it kind of filled out the list and I added to it. So it's a great research engine. Category three, medicines and personal care products. So all kinds of hospital medications come out of China. antibiotics like, you know, zithromycin, amoxicillin, Cipro even, for example, but also a lot of over-the-counter medications, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, aspirin, generic drugs come out of China. Even a lot of ivermectin that is sold in the United States, veterinary ivermectin is what I recommend. It comes, almost all of it's made in China. Like some of it's made in India, some of it's made in Puerto Rico, but a lot of it's made in China. And by the way, if you want to stockpile ivermectin, go to rangerdeals.com, and right there you're going to see our ivermectin supplier for pet mectin. It's ivermectin labeled for pets, 12 milligram tablets, which is just the right size. So check that out. It's you don't need a prescription. It's over the counter. You know, it's for pets. So you always want to have extra supplies for your pets. By the way, a lot of pet supplies are also made in China. You know, everything, the pet beds, the pet leashes, the, you know, the pet, everything, the toys, all of it. Medications, including blood pressure medications, diabetes medications. I don't know where all the insulin comes from, but the supply chain for insulin is probably going to get wrecked, is just my guess, or at least stressed. I'm not trying to cause anybody to panic here, because insulin, you know, it doesn't store that long. It doesn't have a long shelf life. But think about this. Think about if this tariff war continues, think about the stress on the supply chain. And if you're, let's say, if you're a type 2 diabetic right now listening to this, you either need to get more insulin or get healed. You know, get Jesus into your life and heal your diabetes. No, you don't even need Jesus to do that. God already gave you all the foods and herbs and nutrients and everything. You can cure type 2 diabetes. I know that because I brought myself back from type 2 diabetes decades ago. And that's one reason why I drink avocado smoothies. Yeah, there's a very specific reason, with whey protein in it. Yeah, I don't drink soda. I don't do sugars and white bread and, you know, soda pop and all that garbage. I do high quality whey protein that, of course, we make ourselves, healthrangerstore.com. High quality organic avocados, which are becoming very expensive because they're priced by the Mexican avocado cartels. But I don't care. I need them. I need them. I'm willing to pay anything for the avocados. And I'm doing, you know, some bananas from Ecuador. I'm doing the turmeric powder that we get from India. Sometimes we get turmeric powder from other countries, but India is a good source for that. And I'm doing all these superfoods, sprouted, like, you know, broccoli sprouts, rich with sulforaphane, and then I'm putting in like black cumin seed oil, etc. I'm never going to get diabetes. Never going to get diabetes. It's impossible given my diet. For me to get diabetes, I would have to just start drinking soda pop and eating ice cream and Pop-Tarts and just like mixing sugar with milk and drinking it with a straw. And yeah, that would cause diabetes for sure. Or just going to the store, like stockpiling Little Debbie snacks, you know, like that cop in Die Hard who knew the ingredients of the Twinkies. Remember that guy? What was his name? Reginald? Wasn't it Reginald, or is that the actor's name? Die Hard, the best Christmas movie ever. All right. Vel Johnson, is that his? Wow, my memory's coming back. Reginald Vel Johnson, is that his name? You know, the cop, Nakatomi Plaza, all that. You got to watch that again. Okay, moving on. Toothpaste, shampoo, shaving razors, latex gloves. Like, I just ordered a bunch of latex gloves because I use them in the lab. I'm using them with the microscope. I love the purple gloves. Those are my favorite. Toothpaste. Now, most toothpaste comes from China, and it's mostly crap, by the way. Now, here's where we can offer you a much better alternative. We have the best toothpaste. Check out the ingredients. It's absolutely amazing. Of course, we don't use fluoride at all. We have it at healthrangerstore.com. If you want high-quality shampoo, body soap, toothpaste, laundry detergent, automatic dishwasher detergent, no fragrance chemicals, no environmentally harmful chemicals, no garbage, no crap, like really, really healthy stuff. Very good for you. That's what we sell. But, you know, we're much smaller than, let's say, Procter & Gamble or Walmart. We can't supply all of America. We can only supply our own audience, and even that sometimes is a challenge because of the supply chain problem. So just think about where you're getting all this stuff. Where does it come from? I mean, there's even going to be shortages in adult diapers because when the normies show up at the grocery store and the shelves are empty, they're going to crap themselves. And they're going to say, where's aisle 7 diapers? Yeah, they're made in China. They're gone. good luck, stinky pants. Yeah. Yeah, you should have planned ahead. N95 masks, not that you and I walk around wearing them all day long, but they are used in, you know, surgical rooms and hospitals, etc. And all the medical PPE, it's all made in China. Okay, that's all category 3. Category 4, home repair, construction, plumbing, electronics, everything that goes into building a home, repairing a home, or a commercial building. Think about it. Think about everything that's at Home Depot, let's say, or Lowe's, or the hardware store. You know, PVC pipes, all the fittings, the PEX pipes, all the connectors, all the crimpers, all the tools, the tubing, the piping, the lines, you know, the light fixtures, everything, right? Nails, screws, bolts, fasteners, all that stuff. And you never have the right one. You notice that? You can have a collection of 10,000 bolts and screws and nuts and washers, and the one you need isn't in that set. Have you noticed that? It drives me bonkers. I buy all these sets and I never have the right one. And by the way, just as a side note, the metric system is the only way to go. I love when screws are like M3, M4, M5, M6. M means metric and the number is millimeters, and it refers to the diameter of the stem of the screw. So if it's an M5 screw, you know it's 5 millimeters. Makes total sense. Everything should be metric. Instead, we have these imperial systems like 1764ths. What? Well, what's the pitch? The pitch is number 42. It's like, what does that even mean? Does it? The metric system is so much better. It's like, it's an M5 screw and the pitch is 0.7 millimeters. That makes sense. You know, 0.7 millimeters per rotation of the thread, right? Makes sense. The imperial system is like these crazy fractions with weird numbers with hashtags. It's like nobody even knows what that means. Seriously, try to buy screws in the imperial system and you'll go insane and you'll never get the right screw. You'll end up having to make your own version or something. Hand tools, wrenches, pliers, hammers, right? Grabbers, grippers, splicers, all that stuff. I always also find every time I'm working on some ranch equipment engine or something or some hydraulic connector, like I never have the tool. I have all these tools. I have this amazing collection of tools, but the job that needs fixing today, I don't have that tool. It's like a special tool. Like one time I had to take the pin out of one of the pivot points on my excavator, and to get the pin out, there's this like C clamp. It's like a C-shaped metal clamp. It's actually just like a spring. It's a C-shaped metal spring that you have to spread apart with a spreader tool. It's a special tool with little like prongs in it. You got to put them in the holes and you got to spread it out, and then it comes off easily. But without the tool, you're screwed. You can't do it. You can't get it off of there. It's impossible. So this is going to get interesting, that's for sure. All the cordless power tools that you know and love, my favorite brand is Milwaukee. Their stuff works. There's also a DeWalt brand, which is for children's toys. If you want power tools that resemble children's toys, purchase DeWalt brand. If you want power tools that actually get things done, buy Milwaukee. There's also other brands like Ryobi, which is a good brand, and... what are some of the others? There's a Japanese brand that's also pretty good. Forgot the name of it. There's also, I think Lowe's has an in-house brand that's pretty good, but I've bought them all. I just go with Milwaukee. It's the one that just works. Just always works. Hey, speaking of brands, by the way, if you ever have to change tires and you think you're going to be living in a collapse scenario, you need a product called Bead Buster. Bead Buster. I own 3 of them. Bead Buster allows you to take the tire off a rim without having to have a giant tire changing machine. You can do it yourself with just an impact wrench or a ratchet. I mean, it takes time, but it works. I've done it. It's great. Bead Buster, seriously. Don't get the imitation ones made in China because they're crap. Get the actual Bead Buster, which may be made in China, but it's got different specs. And there's different sizes of them. Get the new one. They just redesigned everything around Christmas time. The new ones have the letter I after the number. And you can get them for like tractor tires all the way down to lawnmower tires or golf cart tires. You could use it on that new truck called Slate that's being promoted. It looks like a golf cart. Probably has little golf cart tires on it, you know. This thing's a joke. Driving around town in my golf cart, you know. It's probably got a little Fred Flintstone propulsion system where you can see your little legs going underneath. That's how you get around town because it doesn't have an engine, you know. It's got a little tiny battery with a maximum range of 150 miles. Like, who drives only 150 miles? Or would you trust a truck that only had a range of 150 miles? What if you got stuck in traffic, but you still needed some air conditioning? What if you had to take a detour? What if there were an emergency? You know? What if there was a traffic problem? You had to go around. Golf cart, man. I'm not buying a golf cart. I'll take a diesel engine, thank you very much. But the parts come from China for all that stuff. Think about the oil filters, the diesel fuel filters. And then for the farm equipment, the hydraulic oil filters, right? It's all that stuff. And then the air filters for the engine. And then there's cabin filters for your cars inside. All this stuff is made in China. You know, the belts, the fans, the clamps, the sockets, the fuses, you know, all of it. It's all made in China. You have a fuse set for your car, for your truck? If you don't have a fuse set, you might be in trouble. By the way, everything for the solar power industry is made in China, it seems like. Everything. You know, the batteries, the connectors, the wires, the charge controllers, the inverters, many of the panels themselves. It's going to be hard to find that stuff when, you know, the supply chain dries up here. And also, don't forget about all your sealants, all your tapes and adhesives, so-called duct tape, but also other types of tape, mostly comes out of China. So, you know, good luck. Category 5, I kind of mentioned some of this. By the way, I'll have this full article posted at naturalnews.com. Category 5 is automotive, farming, and industrial supplies. So everything that I mentioned, you know, from the spark plugs, the brake pads, the tractor parts, the batteries, you know, batteries for your cars and trucks, for your ATVs, bearings, hydraulic hoses, welding supplies, right? Everything. Small engine parts for your generators. It's all made in China. There's a retailer called Harbor Freight. They should just call it China Freight because everything's made in China as far as I can tell. I walked in Harbor Freight one time like, this is China Freight. This is like they unloaded a 40-foot container from China and just called it a store, you know? Everything's made in China. Now, granted, they make it really affordable. I'm not saying bad things about Harbor Freight. If you want very affordable tools, like you can go to Harbor Freight, you get a hammer for like $3 or $4. That's actually a good deal, you know? But what happens when Trump slaps a 250% tariff on that hammer? This is going to be, you know, $12 or $15 hammer. At that point, you might want to just get a better quality hammer at Lowe's or something. You see what I'm saying? That's not made in China. Or maybe they're all made in China. But it's going to be rough. Okay, and then there's textiles, clothing, outdoor gear, everything from backpacks to work boots, winter coats, gloves, you know, clothing, socks, all kinds of stuff. Camping tents, sleeping gear, you know, rain gear, wool blankets, and then all kinds of sewing supplies, sewing machines, thread, all the zippers, everything. Fishing gear also. It all comes out of China. So, you know, get what you need. I bought some extra shoes because I have a very specific kind of shoe that I'm really enjoying right now. Finally found a shoe that I love. And I'm not even going to say what it is. It doesn't matter. It's just I have like wide feet. It's hard for me to find really comfortable shoes that are naturally perfectly wide. Finally found the perfect wide shoe. So I'm buying, you know, several sets of them before they go missing. All right. So anyway, that's that's kind of the list. Those are the big categories right there. I want you to think about all these things. Did I mention anything that you're missing? I mean, there's a lot of things. This is just an overview. There are many other parts, many other things that I did not mention, but hopefully this is giving you some reminders of some important things that you might want to stock up on now while you can. We probably have only a few weeks left until many of these items are completely out of stock. And then we don't know for how long they're going to be out of stock. Trump believes that American factories will just pop up out of the woodwork like mushrooms following a rain. It's just a boop, here's a factory. And, you know, now it's making toasters or whatever. It doesn't work that way. They're not going to just pop up. They can't find workers. American wages are also very high compared to China. So even if they can make products, they're going to be very expensive. We don't have the domestic infrastructure supply chain to provide things like raw materials and wires and components and plastics and resins and everything that's needed to make stuff. We just don't have it. We don't have the expertise in America any longer to make much other than like missiles and weapons and things. Like the defense industry gets a ton of money because, you know, it's just printed fake fiat currency, you know? It's just a magic money machine funding the weapons industry. So, yeah, of course, they keep their factories up and running, but everybody else, you know, has to compete in the free market. And how do you compete against the prices in China? You really can't for a lot of items. You know, China makes it cheaper. So, yes, I encourage you, buy American wherever you can, or buy Canadian, buy North American, even buy from Mexico. I mean, look, at this point, I'd like to support all Americans, all the way from Canada, you know, down to the southern tip of South America. We're all Americans. Let's buy American. Somewhere in the Americas is all fine with me. But they don't make everything that you need. Doesn't matter where you go in the Americas, you can't find these solutions. So the bottom line is the American people are going to go through a very interesting time. We don't know how long it's going to last. They're going to first panic, and then the smart ones will learn resilience. They'll learn to reuse, repurpose, and recycle products that they already have. Like, hey, don't throw that away. There's some good wires in that. We could still use those wires maybe. Like an old, you know, laundry machine that you chuck out the backyard. It's just rusting away in the backyard. Ah, there still could be some good parts in that thing, you know. Your yard starts getting junked up, you know, like a flea market or whatever. There could be some good parts back there. Don't throw that away. You turn your backyard into a junkyard. There could be some brake pads there, you know. You might need that seat cushion one day. But that's the way people are going to function, because you're not going to be able to find it. And you know who's going to do amazing business? Junkyards. Yeah, junkyards, because everybody's going to go to those like pick apart places where they let you walk in there and you like dismantle whatever part you think you need. And then you take it up to the counter. You're like, here, I got this. What is it? This is the motor for the windshield wiper. Okay, $20. Okay, you know, whatever. You go pick your own part. That's going to be a thriving business. Also, like handyman type of services. Repair services, anybody who can get something working again, who can fix a refrigerator, who can fix a laundry machine, who can, you know, source parts for engines. Like, that's going to be a thriving business. People who can fix tires instead of just chucking them. It's going to be a big business. There's going to be a lot of people using a lot of super glue, it turns out, you know, resins and like welding plastic back together. It's going to be a lot of that going on. So think about the glues, the tapes, you know, anything that fuses things together. I've got a pretty good supply of that stuff. Epoxy is actually my go-to. You know, there's a brand called JB Weld, which is a brand of epoxy. I can't live without JB Weld on my ranch. Like one time I had a diesel tank that started leaking. It was an older diesel tank. Just, of course, it just starts leaking, like diesel starts slowly dripping out the bottom. Like, oh my God, it's a 500 gallon tank. Like, I can't empty this tank. What am I going to do? Well, JB Weld to the rescue. You know, how do you fix a hole while diesel fuel is flowing through it? Well, turns out there's epoxy for that. and it's called JB Weld. And there are other epoxies. There are epoxies for underwater repairs. They work underwater. There's all kinds of stuff like that. So think about all that chemistry, all the welds and resins and epoxies and glues that you might need to keep things running. Because you may not be able to get the parts. The parts you have might break. Things are going to run down and wear out. You're going to have to figure out how to make it work. So actually, this is going to be a really good lesson for a lot of Americans who haven't had to think about how things work. This is actually, it's going to be a tough time, but tough times make strong people. So, you know what? We're all going to have to be a little bit MacGyver for the next few months, maybe a couple years. I don't know how long this lasts, but I don't mind it. As I told you, my friends, the nickname they have for me is Mike Guyver. So it's like every time there's like something that needs fixing and then I show them this crazy fix, they're like, Mike Guyver strikes again. You know, I've become a MacGyver type of person by living in the country. It's actually a good experience. You learn how to fix everything or nearly everything, but I still need parts. I need tools. And it's going to be rough for me too. So I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. I've got my music video called Empty Shelves. I'm going to play that for you here today. It's a satire video. Don't take it too seriously. It's a Japanese anime style with a Mad Max theme and a satire message that you may or may not find funny. I find it hilarious. But I'll leave that up to you. And then if you want to hear more of my broadcasts and podcasts, check out my channel on Brighteon.com. You can see it. It's HRR. I'm usually on the front page somewhere. My channel is HR Report. I also have Brighteon Broadcast News, which is BBN. You'll see those symbols. You'll see, I mean, the thumbnails. You'll see that. You can also find me at naturalnews.com. And I'm going to start posting documentaries soon at healthrangerreport.com. I know there's a lot of sites to remember. I'm on X at healthranger, brighteon.social, healthranger, brighteon.io, also healthranger. And I'm on Telegram at realhealthranger. And no, on Telegram, I will not ask you to buy crypto. So if somebody asks you to buy crypto and they say they're me, that's not me. I would never do that. I would ask to sell you nuts and bolts or washers, probably things like that. But I would not ask you to buy crypto. All right. So thank you for listening. Check out all my other reports on the websites I just mentioned, but primarily Brighteon.com. And get ready. It's going to get interesting. Take care now.
Empty shelves, it's empty shelves in the city. See them bare here and there. Shortages are sure not pretty. It's alright, please don't fight. If you get hurt, it would be a pity. Empty shelves, save yourselves. We gotta get out of this city. The shelves are empty. We've got no lights. The people are hungry. And they're starting to fight. I think I heard gunshots in aisle 5. Go check and see if they're still alive. Check their pockets for wallets and cash. And grab some snack chips and exit fast. If you spot someone with extra stash, we'll take their stuff and dash. Empty shelves, it's empty shelves in the city. This city, the power grid failed.
Empty shelves, it's empty.
shelves, get out of this city. Empty shelves, not gonna be pretty.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there from healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and notice that we don't refer to you as birthing persons, but rather we recognize you for being a mom and bringing another human being into this world and nurturing that person and helping them be the best they can. And we honor that, and we recognize that the very future of human civilization depends on amazing, wonderful women and moms just like you. So thank you for all that you do. And of course, to help recognize you and help make healthy living more affordable, we have a Mother's Day sale that is on now through May 11th. And we have numerous products on sale, double reward points. So you're essentially getting almost 10% back on every purchase in terms of points that you can use on future purchases. And if you want to get products that are on sale here during this, if you want to receive them before Mother's Day, order as early as possible. Preferably no later than May 1st, although we will still be shipping after that. But, you know, just in case, we can't always guarantee delivery by Mother's Day unless you get your order in by end of day, May 1st. So please do that. And we'll have a lot of specials for you available. You can check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. All one word, no space. healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And thank you for your support.